The Supreme Court decision contains only two words, certiorari denied. That the nation's highest court would refuse to hear the case isn't all that unusual in itself. These days, the court hears fewer than 100 cases each year out of 7,000 petitions for review. Instead, it's the caption that raises my antennae. Citizens Against UFO Secrecy versus National Security Agency. Yep, a group that investigates UFOs petitioned the nation's highest court for a review and didn't get one. This all reminds me of the unidentified flying object that some say they saw at Chicago's O'Hare Airport a few weeks ago. The two-sentence Supreme Court order rejecting the case doesn't bode well for those who would like to learn more about such sightings. Just ask the Citizens Against UFO Secrecy and its earlier counterpart, Ground Saucer Watch. The groups have been filing Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, requests with various government agencies for years now, trying to get to the bottom of this whole flying saucer thing. They've asked an alphabet soup of government agencies, the DOD, the CIA, the NSA, for all documents relating to UFOs. In their own words, in part, for any documents relating to unidentifiable and unique aerial objects, described by eyewitnesses as either delta, triangular, or V-shaped, ranging in size from a house to a football field. They've been rebuffed by the government more often than not. The Freedom of Information Act is designed so that those outside the government can get a peek into what's going on inside just by taking the time to ask. Journalists use FOIA routinely to get inside information. But if the search request is too cumbersome, or the documents at issue contain top-secret information or don't exist at all, the person asking won't get much, if anything. So they go to court to try to enlist a judge's help. And the courts, lest anyone get the wrong idea, bend over backward to explain that the legal issue in these cases isn't about the existence of UFOs, or even whether documents about UFOs exist, but whether or not the agency did an adequate search for such documents. The courts in UFO cases have sided with the government so far. Ground Saucer Watch received a tantalizing 900 pages of documents after its request to the CIA in the early 1980s, some even more tantalizingly redacted. The court found that the CIA had done a reasonable search, even though some of the documents hinted at other documents that the group had not received. Since then, there's been that same sort of outcome, even in cases where the groups don't receive a single piece of paper, and even when they've attached eyewitness accounts to their FOIA request, and even when the government first marked record found and then scratched it out, which certainly must feed those who believe in a government cover-up. One court in an unrelated case quoted an old science fiction movie titled Invasion of the Saucer Men. Just think of it, says one government officer to another in the now mysteriously hard-to-find film. Only this special unit and the President of the United States will know what happened here. The second replies, "You mean you think we know what's happened here?" Judging from the FOIA cases, we're likely to remain just as confused. I'm Amy Gott.